At last, they got the baby and luggage loaded. Slim came out to say goodbye. Y'all have a good time, and don't worry about the ranch. Me and Hank will take care of everything. Loper laughed and shook his head. I didn't see anything funny about that. Keep an eye on those heavy heifers. They'll start calving out any day now. And try to keep the house halfway nice. We don't want to come home to a wreck. You just go and have a good Christmas, and don't worry about a thing. They shook hands, and Loper climbed into the car. As he was backing out the driveway, he looked at me and shook his head. I wagged my tail and barked the car all the way up to the county road. The car tires rumbled over the cattle guard, and they were gone. I trotted back down to the house. Big, soft flakes of snow were falling from the, well, from the sky, of course. I was ready to knock off and get some sleep, but on my way down to the gas tanks, I heard a terrible racket up at the machine shed. It sounded like a dogfight. One of the dogs involved was Drover, and unless my ears deceived me, he was coming out on the short end of the tussle.